It's a good show.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace, and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk, cause when the music quits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you?
Population EP. Esther
Pavelski.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's you. You're in, girl. I am so excited to have you in, a star of TV show and another great podcast on this network, Glowing Up, which I really want to do, by the way.
That would be so much fun. You guys have to come do it.
Male product, like products, because I use a lot of product up in this bitch. Yeah.
We talk about, I mean, it's kind of all over the place. It's a lot of
beauty stuff.
Health, wellness, diet, food.
I love it.
We love to talk about food.
I would get in that with you. And then we did an awesome show that you did that I'm going to beg you to come back and to do again, a live show that you do called... I don't know the name of it, but this is what I call it. Esther Pavelski Goes Through Your Purse.
That's basically it. It's kind of like Little Esther Goes Through Your Stuff is kind of the real name. It's a show I used to do, a live show I did at UCB every month a couple years ago. And I did it this year at at the SF
Sketch Fest
with you guys. I will beg you both to be back on. Like, it
better get Dan on.
Yes.
Dan's here.
It was so much fun.
Because what you have on your person at all times says
so much about you.
Dan is so good. This is why he's so good on this show. Dan is so good at, like, knowing
defining a person in a sentence.
One fact. One thing. Like, you can pull one thing out of their person.
Like, Dan would, like, look, say a person, oh, you have that? You're the kind of person who opens their windows with the air conditioning on. And, like, then it's like, yeah, that's who you are.
That's exactly
it. Especially now that I carry a little man bag.
Do you carry a merce?
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, damn, look at your merce, man.
So awesome. Much respect for that.
Oh, so much respect for the merce.
The pockets are not enough for anybody.
No.
Thank you.
No.
I hate
Thank
it.
You, Jesus.
Here's what we feel like, and tell us if you agree. The world is getting dumber at an astronomical rate.
Oh, I feel like I can't read.
You used to be able to read,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, I absolutely agree with you. I feel like when I try to read, I'm like, oh, I must not be able to read because
you
of
used
how,
to be able to do it.
Yeah, but I'm like, why am I just at Instagram? Like, I must just like pictures and I can't read words.
I can't write cursive anymore.
That's so funny because I actually do think you're tapping into what is happening all around us. That's like the...
If you're like a kind of person who cares about that, then, or you're at least aware of that, then you're still, in my opinion, in the smart grade. That's happening to everyone, and people don't care. They don't notice. And the dumb is getting louder, and so it's winning. This show, we get dumb stories from our dumb ears on the ground, who are amazing listeners. They find ridiculous true crime stories that highlight how dumb people are, and we just try and make fun of it.
We get to make fun of it. Comedy is our way to fight back, and so I'm happy you're here. Daniel has a story. Let's jump
in. Let's do it. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sent in by Sharon Toman at... Sharon Toman, SHARONTOMAN.
Thanks, Toman.
Char on to man.
Mm-hmm.
Four words. Here we go. A number of customers at a Burnaby?
That's got to be England, right?
I think it's Canada.
Oh, really?
Burnaby.
B-U-R.
Isn't Burnaby Jones a...
It was an old TV show.
We had Barnaby's in the Chicagoland area.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
So what was that?
Yeah, we did.
Pizza. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm from Northern Illinois.
Barnaby's.
So good.
This comes out of the Vancouver Sun.
Okay.
So, a number of customers at a Barnaby, it's got to be Burnaby, okay. Starbucks, got quite the caffeine jolt. I love an early joke. And
someone put cocaine in the
That's your prediction?
Yeah, that's my prediction.
Coke
what do you
in
think?
The creamer?
Wow, you guys are so good at this already.
But we don't know. We could be wrong.
An extra jolt?
Uh-huh. They said, got quite the caffeine jolt on Saturday.
Gosh, in my mind, I'm like, they just got four shots of espresso instead of one.
Yeah. Well, that would not be
It
could be dumb behavior. Yeah. They got quite the caffeine jolt on Saturday when a man who had sneaked into the store's ceiling vent, got stuck, and kicked his way through a wall to escape.
Okay, so...
So people are at a Starbucks on a Saturday...
Listening to Norah Jones, presumably.
Not writing their novel.
Yes, right? Talking to their friends.
Yep. Some who are there and some who aren't there.
FaceTiming people who don't want to talk to them.
Yes.
Talking loudly on their phone so we get to hear half of their conversation.
Yep. One. It's probably like 6 o'clock at night and someone's been there since they unlocked the door.
The employees are suspiciously looking at the black guy in the corner.
Of course.
It's Burnaby, guys. It's Burnaby.
Somebody bursts through a wall like the fucking Kool-Aid guy.
If you burst through a wall, are you going to yell, hey, Kool-Aid? I think if you don't...
What did he yell? All right, or...
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
some Kool-Aid.
All the kids said, hey.
I hope he did it and with that tone, Esther. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Like, I'm going through some shit right now, guys. I'm still doing the wall thing, but I don't feel good about it.
Did he really... burst out the wall? That, yes. Like, I can't decide if I would be really scared or really, really excited that, like, someone was...
People freak out and you stand up like...
Like, we're all getting presents right now.
You think a present is behind a wall?
It's 2018's holiday character.
Well, did you ever think that the Kool-Aid guy broke through the wall because
he said, all right.
He was self-conscious that he couldn't fit through the door?
Oh, that is so sweet of you.
So he came in hot.
He's like, I can't even go sideways. He's round.
Look, me ruining this wall will draw away from the fact that I couldn't have fit through the
door.
That's
it. I can't. Doors aren't my friends.
Right. The man apparently entered the Starbucks at 6200 McKay Avenue. Put that on the Dumb People Town walking tour.
By the way, Jason and I were just in Schaumburg, Illinois, doing the Chicago Improv, which was amazing, with our buddy Nate Abshire. The shows were incredible. Thank you to all the townies who came out.
Heck yeah.
We met... the guy who does and updates
and curates
the Dumb People Town walking tour. So every address, Esther, that we get from these stories, this guy in Chicago puts a dot on a Google map.
Awesome.
So if anybody wanted to do a walkie, they could go to these places where they were.
And some people do. We just had somebody on the Facebook page post a picture of them going to the, you'll love this out of context, especially Esther, going to the movie theater where the guy... decided to divorce his wife because she put salt on his popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that was an act of betrayal and their marriage was over.
That is so cool.
He doesn't even know her anymore.
I love walking tours. I get really obsessed with visiting places too. I once, like when I was in New Orleans, there was a Bachelor contestant that I was obsessed with and I like walked to where she worked.
That wasn't weird at all.
I know. Well, she was... deceased, so I wasn't stalking her. It's really sad.
Okay.
But she was like really...
Is she a ghost?
Yes.
Okay. That's okay.
She was really pretty and I was really into her. Not that way, but I just looked up to her and said,
oh, no. Jason gets it. He's been to Sir for brunch 20 times because he loves Vanderpump Rules.
I have not.
Do you like that show?
I do like the show.
Me too.
What I do is I often say, like, if my wife and I go out for like a night out early, I'm like, we don't know where we're going to go. I'm like, we got to go to Sir. She's like, no, we're not wasting it on that.
Have you been there?
Never.
I've been there twice.
Do those guys work there?
Just to the bar. Like, they have a pretty good happy hour.
Do those guys work there? Have you been there?
But I've heard the happy hour is like really good.
They do have a good happy hour. It's right by Gracias Madre, which is like the best vegan Mexican restaurant
but
in the city.
So expensive.
I know.
And expensive.
Their happy hour is amazing, too.
At Gracias Madre?
Yes.
All right, what are we doing here?
Welcome back to happy hours.
You talk about loving food, and you're talking about in your podcast. If we get you started, forget it.
I know, it's true. I just want to say that the guacamole is so small and so overpriced.
Agreed.
Like, you need at least 3.
Okay. Hit that happy hour.
Copy
done.
That.
Moving okay, on.
Done, done.
Here we go.
So, guy busts through a wall at a Starbucks
in Berkeley. In the middle of the day. The individual, so they said, okay, here we go. I'll rewrite.
Like, it's the wall's fault that he snuck in and got stuck.
The man apparently entered the Starbucks at 6200 McKay Avenue around 11:30 a.m. Saturday. Mm-hmm. According to a staff member who spoke to Post Media but did not want to be identified.
Yeah.
The individual then locked himself into a single-person washroom, unscrewed a covering from a vent, and crawled inside. The Starbucks employee who spoke to Post Media said the man had been in there some time, but because there were multiple washrooms, neither customers nor staff noticed the occupied washroom. So... this is going on for a while. Nobody knows.
So he went into the bathroom.
Okay.
Yes.
He locked the door.
Yes.
He climbs up through the vent. Okay. This is how dumb I am. I thought he busted through the door, then went into the bathroom and locked the door, and people were like, they didn't notice that he was in there.
Right.
No. This is
Before he busted through the wall.
Yes. He goes into the bathroom.
I thought it was after.
No.
Like, these people are really done. They're into their screenplay.
You didn't just see that guy bust through the wall and go into the bathroom?
Nope,
no, everyone was just was cool with
sounds taking like a selfie. Today, you're really done.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
Jesus, man. Come on.
He thought he could stay there until closing, I guess to rob the place, said the employee, who thinks the man may have also taken a brief nap while waiting it out.
So he's right now in the vent waiting.
Yes.
And then he's going to
But the bathroom is locked.
Yeah, right. So he locked the bathroom, went up into the vent, and then somehow got down into, like, the walls.
Can you even imagine crawling through a vent? Like, doesn't that send a shiver down your spine?
Oh, no. I get claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I just watched the Robin Williams doc where they show the little egg he gets in as Mork and Mindy, and I'm like, that's like the St. Louis Arch. There's no way I'm getting in that.
We took Dan to St. Louis, and there's...
Have you been in it?
No, I drove past. I was like, I do not want to go.
I thought it was like an elevator. And I'm like, I can handle an elevator.
What is
it? And it's this tiny, little egg with like seats in it. And you,
no way in, no way out.
No way in, no way out. And Dan just got in there for a second. And he was like, nope, I know my limits.
They were like, Dan, get out. I'm like, no.
I know my limits. I know what I can do.
I can sit here and fight off a panic attack if you guys want for 25 minutes or however long this takes.
Girl, but, I am with you.
Thank you.
I know my limits as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because so, even in an elevator, like a normal elevator, I always look at the little panel. I'm like, if this comes to it, I can climb up.
So you could never go up the glass elevator up the Eiffel Tower.
Can you climb out on top of it like a normal elevator? Like, is there a little...
I mean, but you're out in the whole...
Yeah, I could handle that.
You could handle the height.
The idea that I'm in this enclosed place,
right,
that there was no way in and no way out.
I can't do the glass elevator at the Eiffel Tower. I have a panic attack. Just
really?
Oh. How high we're going.
Having never been, I guess I can't answer in full honesty.
I don't think I could do the St. Louis thing.
Yeah.
What are those things called where you like go up on a ski slope kind of?
Oh, a chairlift.
Yeah.
A gondola.
Gondola. I was in New Zealand and we were supposed to do one, and I remember like every time one came around we were supposed to get on, I was like, you go ahead. Like, it took like seven of them before I like, okay.
Yeah, and then you went up there. Yeah, it's that stuff is scary.
So yeah, this person's like in the walls, like in a vent.
Okay, so already a place that none of us
just
really
die-harding it.
Is there a show called the
Starbucks? Climb up into the vent, have a good time.
Yeah.
How are you not scared of so many things?
Hooray.
I don't know. I have no idea. Okay, so then the employee said it would have been hot and dark up in the ceiling where the man was located, and that it would have been impossible to return the same way he entered because of the way the vents and gates closed. So maybe he also eventually figured out, like, oh, I'm a wall person now. This
now
is my new
I'm
life.
Like, I just heard the idea of you
go
into
through
the
and
thing
then a gate,
and a gate closes behind you.
You can't get out.
So there's that moment where you can't get out. Oh, that is terrifying.
According to the employee, another staffer later noticed the sounds of footsteps coming from the ceiling, but assumed it was building maintenance crews, so
on
they
the
didn't
roof,
investigate.
Too, so, yeah, or up in the roof.
Right.
But by the way,
they're just like hearing footsteps and yelling out, like, Rachel! R-C-Y-T-L! Rachel!
What?
It's my I never
stuff
get Starbucks,
ready?
So yeah. I never get my
oh,
name
I
wrong.
Said
I know
no
that's
whip.
Like a thing.
I said, what are you looking the ceiling for? I said, no whip on this.
Did you like, order, like, pumps of things,
I'm
too?
I'm not paying for it.
I don't drink
coffee. I can
barely
get the people at Starbucks to care about what they're making. Let alone care about what's happening to the building they work
in. Do you ever get a R-A-N-D-I, Randy, for
no,
your name?
No.
I always love how Starbucks names gets messed
up. It gets
up.
Creative.
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys now. This started at 11:30. How long do you think he was in the walls? Because at a certain time, a loud banging sound began to come from a spot inside the wall originating close to the ceiling at one end of the shop. So how long do you think?
So it started 11:30.
I think he freaked out really fast,
okay,
and it lasted like 45 minutes.
Okay, so you're going 12:15 from Esther.
I say he's in there for 4 hours.
Jason says 4 hours.
I think it's 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
So 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. The time of the banging and the man trying to break out of the wall started at around 2:30 p.m.
Oh,
Randy Sklar.
Wow.
The employee said a man then proceeded to kick a hole in the drywall about 12 feet above the ground.
Oh, my God.
So you'd be like, oh, there's a demon. There's a demon in this Starbucks.
Wow. I would be running out of that
store. You would?
Turning tables over, like knocking people's laptops off their
tables. I wouldn't want to be embarrassed like I'm the one freaking out, so I'd like try to play it cool. Like, oh, this must be normal.
Right. No. You're acting like you see somebody outside. You take a phone call, you're like, oh, I'll be right out. All right, guys, let me know what happens with that. I just need to take this.
You just keep typing away. You're like, no, I don't see it. I'm just very chill and cool.
What? I'm just sending emails.
They said he kicked a hole in the drywall about 12 feet above the ground and yelled for people to help him.
Yeah,
that would also scare me. I tried to rob
you. Help me! Like, what is going on the other side of this Starbucks wall? There's a person fighting through the wall to get out.
Okay, if you believe in like alternative like universes
right,
and like
he's found a peel,
like he's found like a hole in the space time continuum.
Yeah,
and in a movie, this is the scene of rebirth.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He's coming through the 12-foot up vagina.
This is Stargate.
Okay, yeah. He's broken through another plane.
Yeah, exactly. This is like when they're born in Raising Arizona, when the guys escape prison and they're coming out through the mud. It's like they're being born again.
Yeah. I am curious at this point in the story, if you're in the Starbucks, what do you really think is happening? Like, what's your serious instinct?
I think someone's trying.
The banging will start first, right? So then you're probably like, what the hell?
Okay, so if I was in there for real.
Yes.
And I was in there and I was setting up shop, doing my thing. I would think that this is a worker on the roof who fell down and fell through and is like stuck and needs to get out. And this is the only way that he can get out.
Some of that is because of your time in Dumb People Town. The guy, the Qdoba guy who like had fell between a Qdoba and had to get broken through a wall. Yeah. Like you've seen this story.
But I mean, I definitely would think it's a demon. I would think the banging would be happening. I would say, oh, they're working on something up on the roof. Like maybe they're working on the air conditioning or something like that. And then when a foot came through the wall, I'd start running.
Certainly, I wouldn't think someone was trying to rob the Starbucks.
Exactly. That's the last step.
Trying to get these stirs. Yeah. I think I would take a defensive position.
Damn.
And then once I heard help, I would probably
you would try to help. Someone wants 11 Sheryl Crow CDs, and the only way they can get them is to go into a Starbucks.
Yeah. Is Starbucks even a common place for a robbery? I've never heard of that.
I was going to say, is Starbucks even a common place for Sheryl Crow's music to be sold?
Yes. Yeah,
Hard yes.
As a manager began to evacuate customers and staff for safety, the man was able to get out from behind the wall and fell to the ground, then fled the store.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't you also picture one person with their headphones on while all this is happening behind them? I have no idea.
No, like it's happening right behind him.
Turn to it and just Beats by Dre. Just, you know.
Quote, he was in the ceiling and he was trying to punch the wall out so he could get out. So wait, if he's in the ceiling, does that mean he's coming
from down?
Down?
Yes, down.
Said the employee who said the police were called instantly. He started yelling. This is what he's yelling coming through the wall.
I want someone to guess.
Is anybody
what do you think he was yelling at?
He blames somebody. I'll give you a hint.
Oh.
God damn it, Carol. Why'd you leave me?
Damn it, Starbucks. I don't know. Help.
Randy, he said no whip.
He started yelling, quote, robbery. My girlfriend's going to kill me.
Oh.
I have no clue. He's saying I'm being robbed?
Or... this is a robbery, and when my girlfriend finds out that I screwed this up.
He's giving you full context of his life.
There's a robbery. When my girlfriend finds out that I screwed this up,
look at how hard my life is.
It's so crazy to call it your crime before you've committed it.
Right.
You've literally been caught, but you haven't even done anything wrong.
You could have gotten away and say, like, look, this is it. If I'm this guy, this is the way you play this off. So I was in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I went to the bathroom. I locked the door. I could not unlock the door.
Couldn't
get out the door. So I was like, maybe if I go out through the vent, and then I found myself going, things locked behind me. I found, and this is where I am, and I'm so sorry. But
No.
Do you think you'd get, like,
you'd have to pay for the damage.
Right.
That's it.
I'm so curious. Does he have to pay? We'll find out.
The employee said when staff tried to unlock the washroom, they found a backpack had been jammed up against the door and tools, they believe, had been used to unscrew the vent cover. Don't you need one tool?
Yeah.
Screwdriver.
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't even picture a tool. I thought, like, just boop, pop it off like in a cartoon.
There's no surveillance footage available at this time. According to Burnaby RCMP, police were called to the Starbucks just before 3 p.m. on Saturday to report
Canadian Mounted Police.
Yes.
So they came in on moose. A couple of moose. They just tracked up there.
Elk.
They had a report of a possibly intoxicated man, quote, coming through the roof. These cops are probably like, I don't know, dude. It's 2:30 in the afternoon.
I'm just going to say that Starbucks coffee for me has gotten incredibly weak, and it's either maybe that I myself have become like a more intense coffee drinker.
For sure.
I think Starbucks needs to start doing this in all their stores, just to wake people up.
Yes, people jump through the walls.
Wake them up. Or because it's Canada, like someone walked by. That wouldn't happen at a Tim Hortons.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
they don't let that stuff happen over there.
But I think, truthfully, Starbucks, they're like, hey, our coffee might not be strong, but our experiences are.
Yes, it's an activation. if anything. Wait, I'm now curious, why didn't he just sit in the bathroom and wait there all day? Like, what was the...
Because he thought if someone was going to knock on the door.
But, you know, but, like, but he left his book bag in there.
I know, that's the reason.
Wait, what's the knock on the door reason?
Well, no, if for some reason the they probably have a key to unlock the door. If
so eventually they would.
So eventually someone would be like, "Hey, someone's been in there for like an hour and a half. Can you unlock the door? I think they're
they unlock, and if he's waiting in there, he's screwed." So he was like, "I'm going to wait in the wall." Mm-hmm. But I'm like you. Why didn't he just maybe just didn't want to hang out in the bathroom? Why didn't he just wait right inside the vent? In
yes,
the wall.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, just wait right there. Why do you have to, like, crawl up through the system like you're
we're
at
have to give him a good
Chuck E. Cheese? You know what I mean?
In the, like in a habit trail.
Human habit trail.
A request for comment to Starbucks Canada has not yet been returned. And I think this answers your question of how, whether or not I had to pay or all that stuff. Because this is the final sentence of this story, and it's the most Canadian thing about it. There will not be any charges recommended.
Oh.
Which means they're not going to have him pay for it because you have to prove liability, right? You
would
have to,
like, an insurance thing.
Oh.
But right. So isn't the insurance going to be like, you have to charge him because that's how we get to make him pay. Yeah. He's at fault. But I think I love that Starbucks is like, you know what? Just a Canadian through the ceiling. That's fine.
Oh, it's okay. Could,
yeah. You didn't do anything.
They're such a big corporation that this is just like...
That's a write-off.
Yeah, this is nothing.
This is a drop out of the
that's
roof.
It's just the cost of doing business. Hey, man, look, Starbucks are, Canada. Look,
we got problems. Coffee sometimes doesn't get delivered on time. Guys fall out of roofs.
Right.
This is just the cost of being Starbucks.
We've got a fund for that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's story one.
There
guys.
You go. Jeez, stupidity in a Starbucks wall. Story one. When we come back, we're going to hear about the new season of Esther's new TV show, season two, right?
Yes.
Very excited about that. And a little bit more about our podcast. This is Dumb People Town. Stay with us. Hey, guys. Welcome back to DPT. We've got Esther Pavitsky. Tell them about your show. You got a TV show that's great.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, our second season is coming out on August 4th. First on Freeform. Actually, this season all episodes are coming out at once on Hulu and Freeform.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's just about me and my best friend and our platonic female-male best friendship in LA. We're comedians and
it's called Alone Together.
That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. And we don't really fit in, and we try and mm-hmm. we fail. And
that's, by the way, first of all, amazing to get a second season of any show.
Thank you.
Totally in your voice. I've seen it. It's
Yay.
Really fun. And I was like, oh man, I'm really psyched that you're getting to be like the reason why you're funny on stage as a stand-up. We've seen you do stand-up. It comes out in the show in a great way. It enhances
thanks.
In a good way. Hard to do sometimes to translate why is this person funny in life and then translate into a narrative show.
That is so nice of you. Thank you. It's funny because our first season came out in January, so the second season's coming out quite fast. Just because I don't know, they wanted to rush it.
That's always a good thing.
Good sign.
Well, who knows? Yeah. But the compliment that I get that's like kind of a backhanded compliment, but I love it so much. The thing that we keep hearing the most is I put it on not thinking I was going to like keep watching it, and then somehow I just like kept watching
that's
it.
That's great. No, that's winning people over.
Yeah.
I always tell the story about when I saw John Doerr for the first time on TV. I saw a John Doerr television show. I turn on the TV. I've got a remote in my hand. I'm about to change the channel, and I'm like, who is this weird bearded Canadian guy? He starts talking. He starts doing a bit. I'm holding the remote in my hand.
To change the channel still.
I'm waiting to change it. He's so funny. I sit down. I sit through the whole episode, and then I DVR seasons pass, like get every single episode that I can, old and new. And I'm like, this guy in 22 minutes converted me from like nothing into a super fan.
Wow.
And that's what's probably happening with her show, because people may not know about it and then they find it.
Hopefully, yeah. I think too, like, this is kind of Dumb People Town related, where it's a show that's not complicated. There's really no effort or thinking required. Mm-hmm. People, you can just kind of throw it on and then...
And engage with it on just a simple level.
Or clean your room while you're listening.
No, that's
how I consume all my entertainment. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I'm so excited for season two. And what's the date? Will it be out?
So it'll be out on August 1st. Great. All episodes on Freeform and Hulu.
Awesome.
Word. I love it. So check it out and let us know what you guys think about it. And Dan, you got another story?
I do.
Let's do it.
We're in Canada again.
Oh, Brandon.
An Ontario man is trying to sell a McDonald's cheeseburger and fries. The McDonald's cheeseburgers and fries is 6 years old. This was sent in by Joshua at Coach Moffitt. M-O-F-F-A-T-T.
Let's just start out. And I'm going to make a blanket statement, Jay. Can I please make a blanket statement?
Blanket it out, brother.
Food is not memorabilia. It right. can never be. Never, it should
it's not
never
a collector's
be.
Item.
Can I challenge you yes. on that? I have these Elvis Presley themed Reese's Peanut Butter Cups that came out. They're limited edition. They're in the
77?
No, they came out in 2007. And
okay, so I'm 11 years old.
So they're wrapped and they're never coming back. Is that memorabilia?
Do you have them in a freezer? Where do you have them?
Under my bed in my parents' house.
Stop.
Absolutely. That is, they're eaten. They're like, eaten by
enjoy,
a bug.
Like those rats have come, mice have come, and they've eaten
they're
those.
Gone.
When was the last time you checked to see if they were there? 2009?
After our apocalypse, someone's going to find them, and you're going to save those people.
You're going to save somebody's life when like the zombies really come.
Now, look, those are technically some sort of collector's item because of the Elvis. Yes. But just your
the wrapper is the collectible.
But they they have banana in them.
Ooh, what? Oh, I get it. So they're a collector's edition.
Yes,
chocolate banana, peanut butter banana sandwiches are what he used to eat.
Exactly.
On the toilet.
By the way, that sounds so good.
I know.
I don't know how you didn't eat it. That sounds so good.
I always think about this. Isn't it crazy that like Elvis's legacy is a peanut butter and banana sandwich?
You know what? I think it's like... music also, but I mean, yeah.
Oh, he is a musician?
Yeah.
I only knew him from the sandwiches.
If I were Elvis in heaven, I'd be like, I had one peanut butter and banana sandwich.
That's and a now good this is what everybody wants of me. The
Eddie Murphy's bit.
That's why Eddie Murphy was such a great stand-up.
Eddie Murphy's bit on Delirious, his bit about how Elvis would be in movies. And he could not act, and so they would make him sing every single one of his lines.
Hey, Elvis, we're gonna win this race.
We're gonna win the race.
How about some lemonade, Elvis?
Lemonade. That cool, refreshing.
So funny.
That's really brilliant. Funny.
The fact that like we know that straight up by
35 years later.
Unreal. That's cool, and that you delivered it great. Like I get
it. Yeah, you get the bit. We understand.
We delivered it like, almost like we're comedians.
It's weird.
So weird. So
but you're good impression.
But McDonald's is fast food.
Okay. Yes,
it is. It's also meant to disappear, like your shame for like being there.
Right.
Mm. Like it should just come.
I was going to say that like it's made fast, you eat it fast, and then the shame lasts a long time.
Exactly. That's the collector's item. Exactly.
The shame lasts all the way home.
But Dave? I'll throw out there, McDonald's food has a lot of preservatives, quite famously. Just throwing that out there. Please continue.
We're going to get into it. Dave Alexander says the cheeseburger and fries he bought from McDonald's 6 years ago and placed on a shelf are, quote, surprisingly decent looking still. Quote, the fries are stunningly good looking. The fries look like they were purchased this morning, the rural Ontario farmer told.
Morning fries. You have an eating problem.
The rural Ontario farmer told, as it happens, guest host Robin, be something.
Like even the regular host is like, I can't be there for this.
Robin, step in.
Yep. She's like, I haven't done this in 7 years. Well, this sandwich has been
around. Robin, you got a Y in your name and this is what you're dealing with. Quote, the burger itself has darkened a little bit. The bun is about as hard as a hockey puck. That's on brand for a Canadian farmer.
How hard is it? You know how when you freeze over a lake in front of your house?
Uh-huh.
You know when an elk goes to the bathroom in the winter
it's
and about
as
5 hours later?
As an elk muffin.
Dropping, yeah.
Elk dropping.
But it looks just brand new cosmetically. I'm going to show you guys a photo of the six-year-old cheeseburger.
Dan, I'm going to ask you because you've seen the photo. Dan, you know us.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to think it looks great?
No.
Okay.
I'm so desperate to see this photo.
If you want to see this photo, join our Facebook page. It will be up on the Facebook page.
If you haven't joined the Facebook page, and by the way,
I would say
there's maybe
one fourth of our audience.
25% of our audience who listens to this show is on the Facebook page.
We should be at 75%
exactly.
or 50%,
sure.
Guys. Join
it. And if you go back about a week and a half, you can still wish Jan Flato a happy birthday.
Oh,
it was his birthday
so nice.
Whatever that was, 20th.
Right. Guys, I need to see this photo. Okay.
See it.
I'm dying.
Now look, I'm going to tell you before I turn around. The bun does look in good shape. The fries do not. And the cheese on the cheeseburger. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh my God.
It doesn't look as bad as you would imagine, but it doesn't look like those fries were bought
looks like
this morning.
It looked, based on what he said, this person's a liar.
Right. Yeah. This looks like a kid's toy or a dog squeaky.
It should look a lot
worse.
It looks
like a dog squeaky toy. Doesn't it look like a dog squeaky toy? 6 years.
Do you feel though like the fries do at least look like maybe they had seasoning? Like, yes. I could see those. They don't look like McDonald's fries, but they do look like edible fries.
Like, yes. Curly fries.
They're like the fries that have like that red dusting on them. It's like Lowry hot seasoning. Salt? Is that what they put on?
That's what we used to put on when we worked at a snack bar at a pool in St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah. Lowry seasoned salt. Quote, that's the secret.
It's basically petrified itself. It looks very sellable, he said. I'm going to assume...
I'm going to assume
that someone's going to rehome my cheeseburger. Rehome my cheeseburger are now three words we put together on Dumb People Talk.
This man is so confident.
Oh, very.
I need to meet him.
Right. Rehome my cheeseburger.
Here's this sexual euphemism.
It is. Time to rehome the cheeseburger.
You know what?
He's got me.
Does that mean you're getting a divorce?
You had me at rehome.
You had me at rehome. All right, Dave Alexander said he asked his daughter to buy the McDonald's meal on June 7th, 2012 as an experiment.
Number one, I cannot believe this guy is a father. Number two, to make your daughter, I'm like imagining the daughter's like three. And he's like, take this money.
Yeah, Get in the truck. Drive the truck down.
It's only 2 miles down the road.
Take the tractor, drive it on down.
Number
farmers only.
Three, I can't believe 2012 was 6 years ago.
That is insane.
It's a different world.
Very simpler time.
Very different world.
He'd heard of fast food burgers lasting for years without rotting, so he created this experiment and wanted to find out if it was an urban legend. Next line in this article, it's not. Quote.
Or is it? Or quote, is it? That's pretty subjective.
This is what Dave Alexander said. Quote, we live in the country and we've never seen a fly land on it ever. So now he's also saying that insects don't want anything to do with McDonald's.
Yeah, even insects.
When insects don't want your food, it's bad.
Right. He also, ready for this, is the other part of this experiment. Dave Alexander also has a 5-year homemade burger and fries that he placed next to the McDonald's meal for comparison.
What does he call his
amateur scientist?
That's what's sad is like this is a scientist of our time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is it.
Yep.
This is the guy. This is the best. He's of our what
Doc,
we have.
He's our Doc Brown.
He's our Louis Pasteur.
That one, he said, the homemade burger and fries has not fared so well. Do you guys want to look at a 6-year-old homemade
burger
and fries?
Yes. This one will make me throw up, this I'm certain. Gonna...
Louis Pasteur. Ready? This will also be on the Facebook page. Check it out.
Is there a fly on it? It just looks really dusty.
Is there a fly on it?
I don't think so.
Let me see the fries.
I see a fly.
It's moldy and dusty.
But
is he leaving it out?
Yes, they're just sitting.
He's just leaving it out, just sitting out.
Open air.
Not covered.
Nope. Nothing. It's open air McDonald's, open air homemade food.
Where? It's probably like right next to his bed.
In the farm in Ontario.
It's probably right next to it, like above his nightstand.
It does look like it's on a bed, like a comforter, doesn't it?
The same words to describe this burger and fries as the words you could describe Ann Coulter's vagina.
Nobody's touched it in 6 years.
Nobody's touched it for years.
Moldy, dusty, cold.
Ooh. Allegedly.
Nobody wants to eat there.
The cheese on the homemade one, especially the French fries, the potatoes, just look like little bits of charcoal now, Dave Alexander said. Oh. Asked if he'll miss the fast food relic once he sells it. He said, quote, I've been looking at it for 6 years, so now that it's moving, yeah, it's a thing, but I'm sure we'll move on.
It's a thing.
It's a thing for him that he's letting
go
of it.
I'm sure we'll move on sounds like the words of someone who's trying to convince himself.
Yes.
And like,
right.
I hear that, I'm like, you're not sure. No, you're not sure that you're going to move on.
However, now Alexander and his wife are downsizing.
No way that he's married.
Yes.
This is a wife who can't stand up to him.
This poor woman. She's a prisoner.
She is. Someone please make sure she's not being held hostage to this guy's bad ideas.
He said that they are downsizing and did not want to tote around the age-defying food. Quote, now we're downsizing and I thought, I'm not taking this cheeseburger with me.
Who said that, the wife?
Dave said
it. Oh, Dave said
it. Dave.
I love that he made it his idea. She was like, from day one, please take that off the shelf.
Right.
Like, if that's sitting on a shelf, what
Honey,
is that?
It's been up there for three days.
3 hours. Please take it
It's
down.
Gross now. This is science, this, babe.
Wait, what?
You knew when you married me.
Don't.
What hour or what day did she give up asking him to take it down?
Ooh, that's a good
You're
question.
Saying, the same question is, what day did she give up hope?
Right.
On this life.
What day did she just,
like, I'm not going to get what I want in this life.
Before they left. The the church.
When did she, like, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic realize, I can't fight anymore, I'm just gonna drift away?
You know what I hope? I hope they're peas in a pod. And he just wanted to do the burger, and she was like, get the fries too, let's see how it happens.
She's the mastermind. Yes. She's pulling those yes. strings.
He has to give her his reports.
She's the faster mind.
Okay. Alexander, this is where it starts to get fun. Starts. Oh. Alexander listed the items on eBay.
Oh, Jesus.
The fries and the burger.
Are you an eBay shopper, by the way?
I have dabbled. There's a few.
Are you an Etsy shopper?
I haven't Etsyed, but I
you've dabbled in a little eBay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys?
No. A little bit.
I lost an auction last week. I don't
Did you? I've done it like once or twice for like a couple of albums I've gone for that I've wanted, but I'm not a big eBay shopper. So listen on eBay.
He listed it on eBay, the McDonald's
in
burgers
what
and fries.
Section?
collectibles.
Fucking crazy people.
Collectibles.
Oh, collectibles. Right.
Oh, of course.
He listed it for $29.
Canadian?
No, it says U.S. Saying he wanted to be able to cover shipping if someone across the world decided to bid on it. This guy has big
There's
big
a Nigerian
ideas.
Prince who...
I love how generous he is. He wants everyone to have access to this.
That's right.
I think he put this up on like a Monday or Tuesday. As of 2 p.m. Friday...
How much
the bidding on eBay for the McDonald's burgers and fries had reached how much money?
Oh,
now, let you guys guess.
Good one.
You are guests. You can go first, Tig, or third.
We can go Ben. Ben Schwartz he wants to be the first
spot.
But
he didn't get them all right.
He didn't get them all right. So you can go first, Tig, or third.
Third.
Okay.
Third?
Okay. Jason or Randy?
How much had the. How much? Start at $29.99.
As of Friday at 2 p.m., how high was this burger and fries?
So now we're trying to go under. Can they bid under what he's offered?
You? What do you mean?
No. You could. It stays at 29, or it goes up.
Oh yeah, yeah. It goes. Yeah, you can't lower.
You can't lowball. I mean, if it's below it, they'll say no bids. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or it's like 29 or best offer. That's a different thing.
Then
you can go lower.
Yeah, he started at 29. He wanted to see how high.
So this is now us commenting on the eBay community.
Yes.
Okay. This is not really even about this
dumb farmer.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna say $40.
$40. An $11 increase.
I'm going next,
Randy.
Okay. I think it's up to $60.
From Randy Sklar.
Esther. I think it is stayed at 29. I'm just going to, I just have to put faith.
None. You're saying no bids?
No bids.
Okay.
As of Friday at 2 p.m. Townies, okay. Wherever you are.
Shout at your earbuds.
Get your answers in right now. How much do you think the bids had gotten up to on Friday at 2 p.m. for a McDonald's burger or cheeseburger and fries?
Here's what we love about this, that somewhere all across the country when people are listening to this, someone's at work and they're just going to shout
$58!
Out.
$58!
$62! They're just shouting. That's it.
The bidding had reached $150.
What is wrong with this world?
Why?
$50.
That's who we need to be interviewing. Who is placing this
thank
bid?
Thank you.
$150.
Who's crazier? Dumb,
no, what you're
Not
doing is
guy,
encouraging this dummy to make another experiment.
It gets weirder. It also, he received many questions about its edibility.
You can't eat it, dummies. You cannot.
Dave said, and I have questions that people are asking if it's edible. I would highly recommend not. This looks perfectly edible, but it's been sitting in the dust for 6 years. So don't eat this thing! Exclamation point. Alexander planned to end the auction next Thursday.
He's like, I almost regret trying to sell this thing.
Giving eager buyers ample time to bid, but now they will never get the chance as eBay pulled the auction for violating the food policy, which states any food sold must have, quote, clearly marked expiration or use-by date. Alexander said
which,
he was
stunned. Of which Esther's Elvis banana
is way past.
But it definitely has an expiration date on it.
I wonder because I wonder if, because I've seen those get bought and sold on eBay, and I'm wondering if they just didn't get flagged. If this was a high-profile case.
Yes, it did become one, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Quote, we're just stunned, Alexander told As It Happens, guest host Robin. I can't fathom what these people are thinking. A 6-year-old cheeseburger? You've got to be kidding me!
You're the one who put it on there, dummy.
I know.
Like, I love how surprised you are. If you put it on eBay, you're expecting... you didn't just put it on there for a joke. That takes time.
It's
right.
hard.
You
right.
expect someone to bid on it.
But eBay pulled it because they said
I think his outrage is
that
eBay...
Dave Alexander is like, who would have eaten it anyway?
Yeah. All right, well...
That's story number two. Dumb. $150.
Dumb. It's
and this dummy's been encouraged by the world. Like, right. The world reinforced his dumbness by saying, go try something else.
I know, he's gonna...
eBay just peed on the fire. just took it out. All right, there you go. Segment two down. Can you give us a little taste of story three, Dan? What are we looking for?
We have some crazy shenanigans that can only take place in summer.
Okay.
Summer. Got a little glimpse of
it's
summer.
It's not
breath.
Summer. It's dumber. We'll be back with Esther Bovinsky right after this on Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town. Want to mention something really huge. A huge development for DPT.
We've alluded to it. We've hinted at it. We've said it was coming for a while.
It's finally here. We are rolling out next week, this week. I think it'll start.
Probably by the end of this week, it'll be all set up and go. There'll be a video to explain everything. But
it's a Patreon system for you guys.
It's called Drip. Drip is similar to Patreon. It's backed by Kickstarter. So it's obviously a great company that so many millions of people have already trusted with all their information. It's just similar to Patreon, but it's called Drip. It's great. It's super simple, very streamlined, and it's allowing us to do something really, really fun.
So, okay. So for the people who just enjoy the show the way that it is, you will always get this show the exact same way.
Nothing will change.
But for people who are listening to the show and they
want a little bit
diehard
more
fans, you want a little bit more.
A little more involvement.
Like we are offering things at different levels. Different involvement.
To be a part of this community.
You can get merch. You can see us live for free. You can hang with us at live shows for free.
Literally, we have everything from ad-free shows to you being a part of the show.
Right. That's so, the whole spans the gamut. And with each level of commitment, we are doing something very special.
Break a little piece.
We are going to save some money and start a Jan Flato Fund.
Right.
One of our most beloved guys, and try to right the wrong that happened in his life as a community.
So he lost $50,000, and we as a community are going to give him back that $50,000. So we need your help.
Right.
If we can do this, we can do anything. I honestly believe,
and we will have a live show. We will invite Jan Flato out to, and we will present him with a giant novelty check, which actually works. And then he will be given back the money that was taken from him. And we, as a community, will have righted that wrong. And then after we reach that point, which I believe we can reach in a year or some,
maybe sooner if more
of you jump on board, we will then donate the extra money to charities that make the world smarter, Teach for America, Venture America, all these great that make the world smarter, and you guys can be a part of it, and that's what we do.
This is our way to get active. We have the best community of fans ever, and we've realized that. When we go out and do our show live, we talk to you guys, and everyone who we talk to is like, please, we want more, That's what inspired us to do this. We're so excited to get you guys involved.
So there will be a video explaining everything and what the levels are and all that stuff. We'll post it on our Facebook page, and it should be up and rolling hopefully by the end of this week, and you guys can get started right away. Let's jump into the last story with Esther that we have.
Here we go.
I'm so excited.
Sent in by Josh Mouat. I always say it wrong. I'm sorry, brother. Mouat. And I feel like he's even tweeted at me saying, here's how to say it, but I don't remember. I'm sorry, man.
Okay.
All right. I got sent this so many times.
I'm sure.
Lamar Township, Clinton County,
which
is Pennsylvania, I believe. Suspected bath salts, green lasers, and fireflies. That's our summer. State police, they're all part of a story that put two people in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Bath salts, green lasers, fireflies.
I thought it put two people in love. That's what
Why
it's
not?
Be. Just like a story of love.
Yeah.
Bath salts, lasers.
Troopers say Jesse Shields and Catherine McCloskey.
I thought Jesse Shields was the girl.
Nope. Sorry.
Shields and McCloskey, though, does sound like another like Rizzoli and Isles. Like it's the next level.
Not as good, obviously.
Or it's
like Shields and Yarnell, which was the sort of like
dancing robot
thing. Like it's the new version of Shields.
Shields and McCloskey. I would watch that show.
Shields and McCloskey
on USA.
It's a cop show about one cop's dirty, the other cop's clean.
Ooh. They're two cops trying to figure out what Burn Notice was about. Wasn't that an SNL sketch?
Yeah. What is Burn Notice?
They're all the Burn Notice. They take all the Burn Notice cases that they couldn't solve.
Right. They were high on suspected bath salts during a bizarre chain of events. That's how you know you're in Dumb Town. When we get those four words together, bizarre chain of events.
Mm-hmm. Shields.
Early Saturday morning. And since we're Dumb Town, we imagine this probably started Friday night.
And it's going into Saturday. That's right.
How many of your stories are bath salt related?
Oh, there's some, but
taken a downturn in terms of being bath salts being really cool. Also, we tend to not do like
violent.
Like,
he bit his son's face off. We're like, we're not going there.
Thank you.
I would still do it if he bit their nose off.
According to investigators, the pair from Clinton County had a, quote, bad trip and thought that fireflies were green lasers coming from aliens who were after them.
Now, in all fairness, I have thought that myself, and I wasn't on that.
Like, get out, kids! Go, kids!
Yeah, where are they coming from?
They're not. Pew, pew, let's pew. just start with they're not green.
Yeah, they're right. Yellow.
Right.
So
I know.
Starting...
You're already off on your color palette.
Yeah, so you're the best cop. You're like, whoa. No, I hear you. First off, can we get our colors correct?
Correction. Look,
I'm not hearing the rest of anything about this trip until we agree on
we can't
Firefly
pull a conviction
color.
If we're not right on our facts.
You're like a cop who cares so much about accuracy in your report.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Let's see, where was I? Okay, yes.
Lasers.
They said that green lasers from aliens who were after them, which is kind of narcissistic.
Sure.
State police say Shields fired his revolver in the air to scare away the lasers, then ran to a nearby home on Long Run Road, mm-hmm. which...
Took a short run to get there.
There you go.
That's right.
In Lamar Township, where he asked the homeowner to call the cops because something was chasing them.
Yeah,
that's always... If I'm the homeowner, I'm like, next door, go to the next door.
We're not here right now.
I hear you. We're not here. Okay, thank you.
I'll call him for you, though. Go, but head on back, and we'll see if they make it.
While the person was on the phone with 911, Shields allegedly broke a window before he left the home, then went to the next door neighbor's house and broke another window there. So now he's got it in his head.
Window breaking
is somehow going to stop the aliens.
I break all these windows.
I don't know. No more wire hangers. State police say the owner of that home was able to get the gun from Shields. That guy scares me,
too. Why would I even try?
Why would you even
try? You're at home, Esther, and someone breaks your window with a gun. Is your first thought, I need to take this gun from him? Let me see if I could wrestle this gun from him, because he seems like he wouldn't like accidentally have it go off on me. No.
Maybe if you came at him in a weird way, where you're like a parent, you're like, put that gun down. Like, they'd be like, wait, what?
What
like,
did I say
put it down.
About guns?
Put it down. Do you want these aliens to stop? Put the gun down.
I wonder if you could, if he's just so high, you could be like, hey, can I see that gun real quick?
Yeah, for sure. You promised to help me? Like, yeah, totally.
Yeah, but that'd come at it from such
That's a great, I like the, can I see your gun?
Like, wait, like you're not cool, even thinking about it.
Like, cool gun, can I see?
Yeah. Hey, you want to play catch with your gun?
Or like you're kind of forgetting it. You're like, hey, did I get to hold your gun yet? Because I feel like...
We talked about that, right?
No, you said you were going to let me hold this. You should be a cop, Esther. Your reports are on fucking point.
By the way,
you know how to negotiate.
By the way, no one would suspect. Like, she would be such a good
cop. Yeah, Esther, you walk in and like, hey, man.
What up, bro?
Hey, what was I thinking? I'm sorry. What was I thinking? Hey, you know what? Can I just take a look at that gun for a second? Like, you misdirected
it's
so far.
So misdirected.
Yes.
Do you like Elvis and the foods he likes? Okay, while the person was on the phone, he broke the window, then went and broke another window. Then the owner of that home was able to get the gun away from Shields, who asked if he could take a shower to get the, quote, goo off his body because it was burning his skin.
Well, that's fair.
Let me ask you guys a question. And you kind of brought this up, Esther. Is anybody ever having a great bath salts trip?
No.
By the way,
have you ever heard of somebody being, like, you know how they say hair transplants? You only know the bad ones? Because the good ones you don't even know exist, because you don't know they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever been like, best night of my life was
by the way,
bath salts. I fell in love.
Bath salts,
I met my best friend.
Yeah. I read a book.
I cured cancer. Bath salts is the wrong name for what it is.
I know. I have bath salts at home.
So do we.
That's not what they're doing?
Yeah,
no,
I don't think so,
they're
right?
To make your bath actually
more
pleasant.
Yeah, but isn't
pleasant.
That what they're
that's
doing?
That's what they're doing.
No way.
Yes.
No, I think that's what they're
snorting. That is what they're doing.
Is that,
really?
Is it like Epsom salt? Is that really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, that is crazy. I'm
sorry.
You
mean I have the worst drug imaginable in my bathroom?
Yes, you do.
Well, because people do crazy stuff on huffing things that are in all of our houses. I think they're just...
That's how the Huffington Post was started.
Really?
Yeah.
They've really come a long way. I mean, like a novelty
started
drug
from very
using
suspect
blog.
Beginnings, and now look
wow,
at them.
That's a beautiful story.
That is. So then he's like, all right, here's the gun. I'll trade you the gun for a shower, which I would have traded.
Gun for a shower?
Because I'm calling cops, so you have to take your time in there.
Lock the door.
We're also probably
going
to need to burn the...
Although, it's like a lot of expense and cleaning.
Isn't it also weird that we're not hearing anything about McCluskey?
Yeah,
like,
McCluskey's
gone.
Gone.
She's fighting these aliens?
Yeah,
they don't even say. Or do you think she's just quietly standing behind him the whole time? Being
maybe
like,
she's like,
I'm good, I'm good. He's
she's like
out there.
The girl
I'm fine.
In the Hunger Games who's like hid in the bush like through for 10 years.
I mean, can you imagine? You sign on for this cop show.
Explain it, Jay. What
it's
is
not
it?
Epsom salt.
Thank you.
It's designer drugs that look exactly like
okay,
it.
Okay, so
but they are.
So here's what
for
I'm
everybody
saying.
Who's been laughing at us for 2 minutes. I'm sorry, I don't know about hardcore
drugs. We're dummies. We're not druggies.
I'm glad to be dumb about hardcore drugs
I'm glad
that only
I know
seem
what
to
it
fuck
is.
People.
Okay, so
up.
It looks like bath salts, but can we stop calling it bath salts?
Yeah.
Like, if you called it like diloxapam.
it's just not fair to those of us
right.
who enjoy bath salts.
Thank you.
Right.
But what
so
is,
you're a druggie?
Like, what if there was some horrible drug they started calling buffet dinner? I wouldn't trust anything anymore. I'd be like, grooming, they had a buffet dinner and they did that?
Grooming juice.
Or Trader Joe's chocolate-covered peanut butter-filled pretzel.
Oh, now you're in trouble. Now those are a drug.
Those are really
those are a drug. Shields and McCloskey are both facing a slew of charges, including burglary. I have no clue who they robbed.
Well, they broke in. It's B&E. Burglary is... Oh, that's when breaking.
When you break a window, maybe into the
that's,
house,
we that's don't know destruction of property.
That's destruction of property.
Criminal trespass, public intoxication, and disorderly conduct. They were both unable to post bail, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
And they taken to the Clinton County Prison. I'm going to ask you guys right now.
How old?
How old is Jesse Shields?
Shields. This is the guy who broke the windows and stuff. Knowing what we know.
I'll go first. Okay.
What do you think?
Okay. This happened where? What city?
Pennsylvania, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe they're on a rumspringa.
Saturday, early Saturday. So that they don't really say, but I guess that could mean 2 a.m.
I'm saying, you know, it's a boring age. I'm saying 24. You don't hear about that age too often, but I feel it today.
Got it. 24. Jason Aran.
20
from Jason.
Yeah, no, these guys are like 18.
Mm. 18.
18. This is just stupidity on like another level.
Well, I can tell you that Catherine McCloskey is 22.
Okay.
And I can tell you that Jesse Shields gets your answers in now, townies.
Shout it at your earbuds.
The man who broke windows, gave up his gun, ran from the aliens, and had goo all over him trying to take a shower is, we're going to get out of here on this, 30 years old.
Wow. Yeah. That's a dummy.
That's
so what'd you say?
I said 20.
Yeah. I said 18. You're right.
24.
There you go.
Way to go.
Brings it home.
Nice.
That's the show, you guys. Definitely check out the Drip campaign.
Yes.
And we'll, again, post that on the Facebook page for all of you who are on the Facebook page.
There's a lot of stuff there you guys are going to be excited about.
And jump in. By the way, the first several members will be founding
within
members.
Within the first month.
Yeah.
If you join the Drip and sign up for it within the first month.
You get a special designation as a founding member of the Dumping the Town Drip.
We're really excited about it. I'm really excited to bring it to you and then Right This Wrong in This Universe. And then check out your show on Freeform, Alone Together.
Or on Hulu.
Or on Hulu. Check it out on either.
All episodes.
And then this podcast that you have.
Glowing Up, if you're into makeup, beauty, healthy kind of glowy stuff.
We have a lot of women who listen to the show and some men who listen to the show who are into all that stuff.
Yep. So check it out. Glowing Up right here on Starburns.
Check it out. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Oh.
It's a good show.